Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. By the way, all our second date updates are available to listen to again for free on our website, 1029thewolf.com. Click on podcast, then the Thunder and PT repeat. Share them, listen again, play them for a friend or coworker. That's the Thunder and PT repeat at 1029thewolf.com.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Jack.
Yes.
Jack, it's Thunder and PT. Are you ready for second date update?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so are there any updates from Rebecca since you messaged us?
Nothing. Still cricket.
Okay, and how did you guys meet again?
We live in the same apartment building. So, yeah, I used to see her all the time. We live on the same floor. And one day, I got her mail, so that gave me the LinkedIn I needed.
And so you decided to go out. You asked her out then. You started talking. And where did you go on the first date?
So, yeah, we went for dinner to her favorite place, which is Applebee's.
Nice.
I love that shake, baby.
No, I mean the Bourbon Street. I mean, not just the steak, but the chicken and shrimp, the garlic mashed potatoes, and the cast iron platter.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with Applebee's. She's got good taste.
And it was a cheap date, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, they still got the 2 for $20, right?
It's 2 for $22 now, I think.
Oh no, it's gone up.
It's gone up.
Major bummer. All right. Well, anyway, back to your date.
Did it go smoothly, Jack, at Applebee's with Rebecca?
Yeah. It was amazing. We got along really well. I couldn't believe I didn't ask her before. She's like the perfect girl for me.
Good.
And I thought she felt the same way.
So, Jack, why do you think Rebecca's not calling you back?
I mean, she was at first. There were a few nights there where we were on the phone for hours. I thought we were definitely going to see each other again, but it just didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped.
And you have no idea why?
No idea. I really don't know. I swear to God, I didn't say anything stupid. I was on my best behavior. Maybe she got bored, signed up for Tinder, found someone else. Yeah. I have no idea.
You haven't seen her around the apartment complex at all either?
I actually haven't, no.
Yeah. All right, Jack, we're going to call Rebecca and see if she'll answer some of these questions for us. Try to see what's going on, if she wants to see you again for a second date. It's Second Date Update. Stay right there, Jack. We'll be right back on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install. Jack and Rebecca met at the complex where they both live. They went out for dinner, and they were still talking on the phone a lot in the days after.
There were a few nights there where we were on the phone for hours. I thought we were definitely going to see each other again, but it just didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Rebecca.
Yes. Rebecca, can I help you?
Yeah. Rebecca, it's Thunder and PT. We do the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment called Second Date Update. Would you have just a couple of moments to talk to us on the air here about Jack? Who, he gave us your number because he's having a hard time getting in touch with you.
It won't take that long at all. Just literally a minute or so here.
We have like two questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
First of all, I know he lives in your apartment building, and he asked you out on a date, and how did that first date go at Applebee's?
Well, I really enjoyed it. He listened to me, and really we have so much in common, it's amazing we never hooked up before.
Hmm. Yeah, he mentioned that you even chatted kind of like after the date, and you know, you were doing some phone calls, whatever. Did he say something to upset you by chance?
Well, not on the phone calls.
So when then?
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so I have to explain this a little. We live in the same apartment building, so one night at like 1 a.m., I hear this screaming, like really loud and very angry sounding. The walls are thin, so I could hear like almost everything, even though we're not next door neighbors.
What was it? What happened?
Well, I left my apartment and I followed the sound, and I thought someone needed help or something. So I tracked the screaming to his apartment. So I knock on the door.
Okay.
I just knocked on the door.
Okay. And was he fighting with someone or what was going on?
No. He was playing a video game. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I told him I could hear him from my apartment, and he promised to try and keep it down, but I still heard him throughout the night. You wouldn't even believe the curse words he was saying.
Okay, and how far down the hall do you live? Like, how many apartments down the hall do you live?
Like five.
Okay, and is that why you haven't called him back?
Yeah. I stood by his door for a few minutes, and I heard him say some really disgusting things.
Okay, so here's the thing. We actually, and sorry to tell you this right now, but we have Jack on the phone right now, Rebecca. Jack, do you want to explain yourself, buddy?
Yeah, it's just a video game. I mean, I would never talk to someone like that in real life. I get aggravated sometimes.
Jack, you realize people can hear you, and the things you were saying were really, really, really out of line.
It's my apartment. There's no one around. I can say whatever I want. I don't understand why this bothers you. I wasn't saying it to someone.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. What, you never say anything ridiculous in the privacy of your own home?
Maybe I do, but I don't scream it to the world at 1 a.m.
Obviously, it had to be pretty bad, Rebecca. And since we're on the air,
graphic, and we probably can't share it, right?
Can you just say one of the words?
I literally cannot even say one of the words.
You don't want to repeat it.
I really don't.
And so the feeling is, Rebecca, you don't want to be with someone who uses language like that, even in the privacy of their own home. And the disregard that Jack has for his neighbors by yelling so loudly at 1 a.m.
It's a major red flag.
Yeah. Jack, what would you like to say?
I mean, not disregard. I didn't realize that anyone could hear me. I did not know that.
When you left Jack's apartment, Rebecca, after knocking on the door and Jack telling you he was just playing a video game, what did you say at that point?
Well, I was dumbfounded.
He just walked away.
I was like, you're trying to keep it down.
Got it.
And but Jack, when he didn't afterwards, and if he didn't keep it down afterwards, then Jack, then it does show some disregard. You know, yeah. should have probably realized it at that point in time.
You did know, Jack.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, Jack, well, first of all, Rebecca, and this is why we're here. Do you want to go on another date with Jack? Yes or no?
No.
Jack, we'll give you final word.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, that's like, I'm not giving up my video game.
Okay. All right. Well, as we sometimes say,
Call of Duty is important.
We do get answers, but sometimes, as we say, it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Gonna be awkward in the hallway tomorrow.
Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.